请大家同心低头祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你的恩典，今天早上你给我们平安快乐，一起在这里来敬拜你。我们为了弟兄姐妹的爱，弟兄姐妹的诚实的专心信实来侍奉你，我们感谢赞美你。我们为诗班也赞美你，我们为了我们教会一切的工作都要赞美你。主啊，你把我们放在这个教会里面有特别的旨意，愿你自己的旨意成就在我们身上，使用我们能够为你发光，把你的荣耀传出去。天父啊，我们求你用你的慈爱充满我们每一个，特别将你爱里面的喜乐、和平跟忍耐赐给众弟兄姐妹，让我们可以一步一步的在主您的爱中你的忍耐中来长进。天父啊，我们今天特别谢谢你赐给我们牧师叶牧师，他今天回到Ohio 那边来照顾他的家庭，也希望把他们带到这边里面，求你与他同在，愿主你的旨意成就，让他们很奇妙的能够把那边的房子可以卖掉可以来到这一边，夫妇一起来侍奉你。我们求天父帮助他，也有求天父你继续赐给教会一切的需要，所有的同工里面家庭的需要经济的需要，各工作上的需要，特别这个教会里面许多人才的需要，我们求你施恩赐足，无论男的女的这孩子们，求主你都继续把他们带进来，让这个教会在这里成为您自己的大光，照耀这边所有的华人。我们感谢赞美天父，我们也有许多的需求，主你知道，请你一件一件来帮助带领我们，让我们等候你的大能，等候你的再来。天父啊，我们也求你施恩赐福这个社会，继续保守我们这一区特别所有的华人不蒙受任何的暴徒的影响任何的那些犯罪的人的让我们受到残害。天父啊，求你保守，你的平安与我们同在，特别也与美国同在。天父，有许多人今天在苦难中受到不知道哪里来的一些灾害，但是神您是知道，你是保守，求你赦免我们一切的罪恶，赦免这个国家的罪恶，让我们完全跟随主您自己的旨意来走让这个国家特别加州能够跟从神的原则来做，所有的在上掌权的，求主你施恩带领，给他们聪明智慧来帮助这个国家。我们感谢赞美天父今天再一次求主你亲自向我们说话，圣灵感动我们，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求，阿们。Today, I am supposed to preach in English, so and Weiming will be translated into Mandarin.
Okay, 牧师今天是英文讲道，我来翻译。
Recently, I discovered that it is harder to drive in Los Angeles, especially on Freeway 5.
Yeah, 发现最近越来越在困难，在这个 freeway 上面开车，特别是 number 5 五号公路上特别的困难。
And you need a lot of patience when driving in the freeway.
Yeah, 真的是需要很大的耐心，尤其是五号公路。
The other day we were driving on the second lane, almost 70 miles an hour, and the car behind me wasn't very happy about that.
哇，就是前两天吧，我就在第二条线上，然后我的时速也不慢，70 miles 一个小时，但是我后面的车就很不耐烦，就开始给我那个叭叭叭。
Any signal to anybody, just speed up and speed and come be, in front of me.
呀，他们就很快的就超过我，就是到我去开到我前面来。
Well, interestingly, when the car come in front of me, they slow down.
很有意思，他一旦超过我，他又开慢了。
So I had to slow down.
我也得跟着开慢。
So I become impatient.
然后我也变得因为这个变得很没耐心了。
Oh, I remember. Oh, I'm a pastor. I shouldn't be.
啊，我身为一个牧场，应该比较耐心哈。
So these days, we know that we need a lot of patience in life, whether at home or in the world outside.
我们知道活在当下，我们真的需要有非常有耐心，不管是在家里或者在外面都一样。
And you know, everything go faster and faster.
然后我们的一切的速度都是越来越快。
Everything created and everything that invented is supposed to help us to do things faster.
所以一些这些新的一些东西都是让我们表示做事有更有效速的
and,
速度更快的
and everybody wants something that help them in a faster pace
然后大家每个人就是这样越快越好
and even whether it's a telephone or whatever we'll just try our best to be able to improve our speed and our time
我电话也好什么电器的用品也好都是最终目的就是让我们能够速度能够更加快。
And everything we cook nowadays, you know, we want to be instant, microwave, whatever. We want it to be done right away.
包括我们吃的东西，我们说microwave、微波炉啊等等的，就是快速的锅最好。
Now, that causes us to be impatient.
然后因为如此，所以是一种好像是也引起我们变得更没有耐心。
And plus our own nature, ourselves, is not a very patient person.
那加上我们的本性本来就不是一个很有耐心的。
Many times we just cannot wait.
很多时候我们就等不及了。
My wife cannot go as fast as I can.
我的呀，我们的师母是比较稍微性子柔和一点。
Our children's too slow.
我是觉得其他的儿子儿女都太慢了。
And then we just are impatient toward other people.
那对别人好像也不是有那么有耐心啊。
And this is something that we need to deal with, and very few people think about that.
这是我们需要改进的，但是很少有人好像想到这方面。
Because without patience, then this our life become more have more problem.
就是因为没有耐心，所以问题就越来越多。
We cannot get along with people.
跟人也不能和平相处。
Without patience, even our relationship with the world and between among nations, whatever it is, you will have more and more problems.
不但是个人，就是在一些所谓国家之间，就是因为没有这个耐心，变得越来越的分裂的越来越大。
But what is patience? We need to know about that.
但是谈了半天，什么叫做耐心呢？忍耐什么意思呢
？In the Bible, there are three Greek words that talk about patience.
圣经里有三个希腊字母是讲的是耐心。
And
忍耐。
These three words are not talk about outside of the Christian circle. Even in the Greek world, they don't use this word too much.
这个是好像在这个超越这个基督徒的这个那个以外，这个字很少用到的。
But these three meanings.Really is what God requires for our lives.
但是这三种希腊文的意思，就是神需要我们能够承受的。
Can we read James 5:10 in Chinese first and then in English? Okay.
好，我们这可以看一下这个雅各书五章十。
啊，请。
弟兄们，
你们要把先前奉主名说话的众先知 当作能受
能
忍
耐
的
榜
样。
Now,
this word patience here is a special Greek word meaning suffer long.
哦，这个希腊文的原文意思就是说能够长久的、能够受苦的意思。
So some people translate that word patience to long suffering.
所以有人把这个忍耐这个字翻译成就长久的受苦。
In our lives, we don't like pain, we don't like suffering.
我们好像不太喜欢这个受苦这件事。
And yet, suffering is a reality.
但是能受苦是一个很实际的、很现实的一个问题。
Sometimes even for our children, we need to we suffer with what they do and with their behavior.
在面对我们孩子的时候，我们做父母的也常常必须要忍受一些他们给我们的一些言语或行为等等，我们必须要忍受。
Because of our different personality background and our interests, we sometimes have to compromise and try to endure other people's opinions and other people's behavior.
因为个性啊，这个被家庭背景不同等等的原因素，我们必须要跟别人相处的时候，必须要忍受一些我们认为就是不能忍受的事情。
And then, of course, as Christians, this world, there are many things that would cause us to suffer.
当然，身为一个基督徒，在这个当下。活在现今的世界里，有更多的事情让我们觉得好像必须要能够忍受。
Because some people just don't like God, don't like Christians.
因为有的人就是不喜欢神，就是不喜欢基督徒。
And what are we going to do?
那你要怎么办呢？
So the Bible used that word, long suffering.
所以圣经用这个希腊文就是能够长久的受苦。
Keep on endure with it, without fighting back without revenge.
就是能够一直的能够承受忍耐下来而没有一种要报复的行为。
And this can be developed as Christians.
这个就是可以把你演变成一个基督徒。
There is a true story about a pastor from a Presbyterian church. He talked about one of his congregation. A man is a businessman.
有一个长老会的牧师啊，他就讲到说他的教会里有一个做生意的人。
And he said that this businessman in my church really has the mark of Jesus Christ on him.
这个做生意的弟兄啊，他的身上就看到耶稣的标志。
Why did he say that?
他是为什么有出此惊人之言呢？
Because this businessman like Paul,really have patience and long suffering toward others.
因为这位弟兄啊，就像保罗一样，能够长久的忍耐。
Especially toward his own wife.
特别是有关于对他太太互动之间。
Now, the pastor himself said, this businessman's his wife is an annoying woman.
这位宋宋也很有耐心做生意弟兄的妻子是一个让人家很厌烦的一个妇人。
It's not the husband said that. It's the pastor said that.
不是老公讲的，是牧师讲的。
And because she was chronically ill too.
而且这个就是身染是长期的就是病痛。
And then his life is full of bitterness against sickness.
所以这个整个人生就是有因为病痛而变得非常苦毒。
And he demands.Her husband to do everything for her and still complain.
然后呢，一直要求这个丈夫做这个做那个，但是还是经常的抱怨。
So this husband has to take a lot of energy to help her to cater to her.
所以这个丈夫就要非常有耐心，而且非常有这个精力的来照顾这个妻子。
And after he did it for her, she still complained.
不管他怎么做，这妻子还是有很多要抱怨的。
Every day is like that.
每天就是轮回就是这个样子。
She's never grateful for anything he does or anyone do that thing for her.
不管这个丈夫或者别人做的什么事情，他永远是没有满足的，没有觉得很感谢的。
But this businessman remains still a very gentle person.
但是这个做丈夫的却能够保持一个还是一个很温和的谦谦有礼的君子的。
Especially, this businessman never say any bad thing about his wife.
特别是这个做丈夫的从来没有说过谢太太一句坏话。
So the pastor said, "Wow, this husband, this man is really something. He has the mark of Jesus." Meaning the patience in him.
所以这牧师就非常感叹的说，哇，这个先生是真的是一个长能够长久忍耐，就是一个有像耶稣的一个人。
Oh, there are many, many examples like this in Christian life and history.
那我们在基督徒的生涯，或者基督教的历史中，有很多类似的例子。
We need to learn from those who really have the Christian patience.
我们必须像这样的人来学怎么样做一个 有耐心有耐力的一个基督徒。
And then we also want to learn from those missionaries and preachers and pastors who suffer for Jesus.
另外我们必须要跟一些所谓的牧师或者一些传道人来学怎么样能够受苦。
Today in the world, especially in the Middle East, many, manyMissionary ministers are suffering.
今天在世界各很多角落，特别是中东的地方，有很多传道人是在那边受苦受难。
Many years ago, there was a missionary to Yugoslavia.
很多年以前有这个到这尤哥斯拉夫这个国家去做传道的。
And then the police suddenly came at that time. They were still under communist rule, and we came and arrested him.Why are you coming to our country to preach?
Yeah, 因为那个时候还是一个共产集权的国家，所以就一天，这个警察就突然把这些来传教的人就逮捕了，说你为什么来我们国家传道
？And spend a long day to investigate him and to beat him up.
Yeah, 花了很多的功夫，整天在那边这个审问他，然后甚至把他毒打一顿。
And then ask him a lot of questions.
问了很多很多的问题。
Okay, you Christian, now I'm beating you now. Is God going to help you?
甚至说，你看你这个做基督徒，我现在毒打你啊，神会帮你的忙吗？
Why are there so much suffering in this world? You talk about love. Why would God love us?
要说你们天天讲把这个爱挂在嘴边，既然神爱世人，为什么世上有这么多受苦的事情呢？
So the missionary will suffer whole day and be.Imprisoned for some time.
所以这位去传道的人就在那边受苦受难了，然后关在监狱里面。
But later on, because the political change, the president at that time, Tito, wanted to change and make sure that the country would have a good reputation, and so they let these missionary go.
然后来，当时的总统 Tito 这个人，因为要取得国际上一个好的名誉，就把这些人释放了。
And when that man who beat up the guard, who beat up the missionary, let him go, he said this to him.
所以当年那个毒打这个传道人的这个警卫者，在他释放这个犯人的时候，说了这样一句话。
He says that, go and tell others.About the love of God.
他说去吧，然后向别的人去传扬神的爱。
Long suffering, God can use that to touch other people.
所以神可以用你的长久的忍耐、长久的受苦
，even in your home,
传扬他的福音，即使在你家里。
It's difficult thing. We know that.
有些困难的，的确。
But that is what God wants.
这是神的意思。
Now the second word is endurance, also mean patience.
另外一个希腊字叫做忍受，叫做英文 endurance， 中文翻成忍受。
Can we read together also, please?
我们可不可以一起念呢？雅各书五章十一节。
中文哈。
那
先
前
忍
耐
的
人，
我们
称
他
们
是有
福
的。
你们
听
见
过越国的忍耐，也
知
道
主
给
他
的
结
局。
明显
主
是满
心
怜
悯，
大有慈悲。
英文好不好
？As you know, we count as blessed those who have
persevered.
We have
heard
of Job's
perseverance
and have
seen
all
what
the Lord
finally
brought
about.
The
Lord
is full
of
compassion
and
mercy.
God is full of compassion and mercy. He knows what you are suffering.
神是有充充满满有怜悯，然后他也知道你受的苦。
So he wants you to endure in whatever circumstances, just like Job himself.
所以他要你能够像约伯一样，在任何的环境之中都能够忍受。
That continue to persist as a Christian in your life.
在你生命中一直坚持这个身为基督徒的一些原则。
Do not lose sight that you are Christian, God's Spirit is in you, He'll use you.
不要忘了说你是基督徒，神的灵在你里面，神会用你的。
In the midst of people's criticism, in the midst of difficult circumstances, you remain strong and endure.
所以在众人的一些批评、众人的一些反对之中，你能够坚持下来，然后能够忍受这一些。
Yeah, and then you persevere. Don't give up in sharing your Christian life.
然后可以忍受这一切，然后能够继续的跟别人分享你做基督徒的一些生命中的东西。
And tell yourself, be patient, be patient.
告诉你自己，必须要能够。有忍耐, 忍耐, 忍耐。
Oh, there was a man in the grocery line, waiting to buy things and get out.
有一个人在这个超级市场买菜，这边等这个付款的时候。
And he was holding a 2-year-old baby.
然后他就手上抱了一个两岁的孩子。
And then the baby, 2-year-old, making a lot of noise, a lot of problems.
然后这个两岁的婴儿就在那边吵吵闹闹的。
And everybody heard it and watched it.
然后大家听的都大概都有些不耐烦哈。
And then the man keeps saying, "Oh, it's okay, Billy, calm down, Billy, don't cry, just keep saying that."
那这个很显然当然是做爸爸的吧，就一直安慰他的小儿子说。
No. Translate exactly what I said.
Oh, okay.
He said,
"Billy,
don't do that."
Okay, sorry.way ahead of myself here. 好，他在这个抱着这个小孩，这个男就是说，比利，安静下来，安静下来，没有关系。
For a long time, he keeps saying, Billy, that's okay, don't cry.
一直说比利，没有关系啊，好了，没事的，不要哭。
Don't get mad.
不要生气，不要发脾气。
And then as they get out, a woman came to him and congratulated him.
然后在他走出店里以后，就一个妇人走过来跟这个男人说：“哎呀，我要谢谢你，
恭喜他，
我要恭喜你。”
And he says, "Oh, my son's name is not Billy. I am Billy."
好，后来这个男人就跟这女人说：“你知道吗？其实那个 Billy 不是我儿子的名字，是我自己的名字叫 Billy。我是在对自己说话。”
Now that we sometimes have to endure.
那有时候我们必须要忍受的啊，你们儿子。
And then if you do that, keep on doing it, you'll be successful in your Christian life.
如果你那个一直这样坚持，一直做下去的话，你在身为一个基督徒的人生中就会很成功的。
A lot of great things in the world today is done because of people's patience.
很多世界上很大重大的然后事情能够发生就是因为人们有这个耐心有这个忍受力
Look at America for a long time is in under slavery system
那美国从前历史就有一段长时间就是所谓的奴隶
And then later on finally the slaves set free and everyone become equal
所以后来就是解放黑奴以后大家变成一个平等了
In EnglandLong before that, they also had slavery system.
在美国这个奴隶制度以前，英国它是也是有奴隶的。
You know, old days, you know, a lot of slaves are being confiscated, being robbed, and being dragged, or killed, and brought to England to serve.
你知道很多他们很多在去这个去这个。非洲或者是别的地方，把这黑奴就把人家抢来的，等于是把人家抢过来，然后把人家关在一起，然后把人家卖为奴隶。
And the British Parliament, there was one man, his name is called Wilberforce. Wilberforce.
那在英国的议会中有一个名叫做 Wilberforce。
Yeah, 他看见 ，he saw that this is not right.
他看了觉得这个不对，这个绝对是不对的一件事。
We should not have slavery in England.
在我们这个英国是怎么可能有这个奴隶的制度呢
He keep telling the people, he keep trying to bring legislation to resolve, but nobody listened to him.
所以他一直在那边奋斗，要废止这个，想在国会里面通过这个废止奴隶的这个法条，但是一直不成功。
And then after many years, finally, one day in England, after 45 years, then finally England dissolved the slavery system and changed to democratic freedom.
所以在他锲而不舍的坚持下来以后，终于在45年以后，他那个英国国会终于通过了这个废除奴隶的这个法条。
And after that legislation done, 3 days he died.
然后在这通过这法条以后，三天以后他就过世了。
Now if Wilberforce did not insist, continue to endure and help this change, and then what happened?England would not be free. Even United States, America today will not have this kind of a freedom.
所以，若不是这个韦伯佛这个人，他能够一直坚持四十几年，一直坚持下来的话，英国不会废除奴隶，美国也很可能奴隶制度还存在。
In other words, you need to endure some time to get something done.
也就是说，有的时候你的确必须要能够忍受到底，你才能够把办事情办成。
And then the third.Idea about patience in the Bible is forbearance.
另外一个希腊字的意思就是宽容的意思。
Now here, the Apostle Paul, God tells us that we all are the Lord's servant, and we should not be quarrelsome, but not resentful.
这里告诉我们说，做主人不可争竞，要以温和对待众人。
Now resentful here actually in the original means patience.
这个不能够这个恨恶人的这个意思，其实就是要那个要有耐心的意思，要宽容的意思。
That means slow to anger.
就是说要发怒的话，要很慢的慢慢的发怒。
Christians are supposed to be peaceful with people.
基督徒必须要以和平待人。
Is willing to forgive.
要必须愿意能够宽容别人，原谅别人。
We should be full of love, so that we will have patience.
我们必须要充满了爱，这个我们就需要有耐心。
When we have good example, then we would be able to lead others to Jesus.
所以，当我们能够身为这么一个榜样的话，我们就能够带领别人去信主。
We want to be forbear people, then sometimes we need to restrain ourselves, restrain our anger, control our temper.
所以当时我们必须要有的是必须要能够控制自己的那个怒气，控制自己的脾气。
Why is it that we are not able to bring more people to Jesus as a good witness for Jesus?
为什么有时候因为我们不能够做一个好的榜样，以至于不能够引人归主呢？为什么呢
？Like many people complain, you Christians are hypocrites.You don't even have patience. You do things that are not right.
所以有人就抱怨说，那你们基督徒好像也是一个伪君子吧？你们也没有多有耐心啊。
Now we know the people's complaint, the world's complaint, the ungodly people's complaint is not right because we're all people. Why would we have to suffer for them? Why would he have to be treated worse than they are?
那其实你就对这些人这些抱怨，其实也不是完全有理。为什么我们基督就非得受气呢？非得受到比别人更不平等的待遇呢
？But if we are willing to do that, be patient, then people will observe and their lives will change.
但是如果我们愿意放下身段，我们愿意能够有耐心、有宽容的心，别人就容易带别人归主。
Let me give a very famous example, the missionary of Livingstone in Africa.
很有名的一个例子，就在这个非洲，这李文斯顿。
He was in medicine, and he devoted his life, and he went to Africa just to minister to the native at those times. Nobody have gone to those places.
他就是因为他是学医的，所以他自己一个资深深入到非洲的内陆里面，当时是很难做到的，几乎没有人去做的事。
Because of his endurance, of his good example, then many African attitude toward the Western world has changed.
就是因为他能够忍耐，他有这个爱心，所以当时非洲人对西方国家、西方人的这个态度有所改变。
And also he influenced England, the missionary society saw that what they have done, and then he influenced England to treat the slave better, to treat the black people in a better manner.
就是因为他的影响，然后也影响到英国国内的。然后他们就 因为他的行为他的榜样而相对的对这些非洲人的态度就比较好
because he is willing to endure suffering
因为他是愿意一个忍耐愿意宽容
he wants to live just like the African tribal people
因为他就住的就跟当地的人一样土族的人一样
even though they give him problem he willing to suffer he was bitten he was hurt many many times
Yeah, 他在那边受了很多的苦，曾经被毒打，然后等等的，但是他还是忍耐到底。
But he still wants to live in Africa. He doesn't want to come back to England.
Yeah, 他即使如此，他还是愿意说，我还是愿意留在非洲，不要回到英国。
And to that point, that even America was influenced by his action in Africa during the 19th century.
所以到这十九世纪的时候，甚至美国也深受他的影响。
So in 1869, the New York Herald newspaper sent a reporter to investigate about this missionary Livingston. What he's doing there? Why is he had such an influence to the Western world?
So in 1869年的时候，这个纽约一个报纸就派了一个记者到非洲大陆去探访这李文斯中，想知道他到底为什么要留在那边。
And this reporter named Henry Morton.Stanley, finally, after a long time in the jungle, in some deep place in Africa, found Stanley and met him.
So, this Henry Morgan Stanley, this 记者，经过了真的是千辛万苦，在这个非洲里面，这个丛林里面，终于找到了李文斯顿。
And he lived with him and observed him.
然后他跟他一起共处，然后就观察他。
And saw the things that he endured.
看到这个李文斯他能够忍受的一切。
And saw the how he would forgive people, and he doesn't attack revenge against the tribal people who hurt him.
然后那些当地土族受到当地土族的伤害的话，他也不会去报复，也不会去反抗他们。
For days and nights, he lived in the most miserable place and time, and yet he.Help people. He just make the tribal people heard about the story of Jesus.
尽管是身处的环境是如此的恶劣，但他还是日月不断的，还是善待那些非洲的人，然后让他们看到耶稣的榜样，能够传福音为主。
This newspaper man finally became a Christian.
那这位史丹利先生，这位记者，他最后自己也成为一个基督徒。
Because he said, "I saw his examples."
因为他说我亲眼看到这个李文斯顿他的榜样。
That's why patience is so important.
为什么能够忍耐到底是这么的重要？
Jesus himself is patient. You know that.
我们知道耶稣他自己是非常有耐心的。
The Bible tells us, even the John, tells us that Jesus himself.Is patient so that he would help him in the island of Patmos.
所以这个彼得他就约翰他就讲说，耶稣基督他自己就是有忍耐的。然后呢，当他在巴摩地岛受苦的时候，耶稣也帮助他。
Jesus' patience come to him also. Learn Jesus' patience.
所以约翰就是因为在耶稣身上学到耶稣的忍耐，所以能够忍受这些。
So even though he was expelled into this island that nobody and live in a cave, John can endure because of Jesus' patience.
也因为如此，约翰能够在被放逐在巴摩底岛，然后住在一个山洞的这个环境之下，也能够。 忍耐到底。
And Second Peter tells us the same thing, to say that our Lord's patience means salvation.
所以彼得在二书里面，彼得也讲说，因为要以我主长久忍耐为得救的原因。
That means that Paul is bringing, I mean Peter is bringing specially God's patience out, as a character, because God Himself, Jesus Himself is patient.
所以彼得在这里特别的把耶稣基督的忍耐能够显现出来。
Because of His patience, His suffering today.We can be saved.
因为他的忍耐，以至于他那个受苦，以至于我们今天能够得救。
Can you imagine the Son of God came to this world 2,000 years ago? He was despised and he was neglected. He was abused. He wasn't even liked by his own family.
我们可以想象，在两千年前，神他能够自己降世为人，然后为世人所鄙视。甚至他的家里的人都不这么喜欢他。
You remember him before he faced the cross. He prayed and blood come from his sweating. That means it's a tremendous pressure upon him.
我们记得他在 受苦在上十字架之前，他这边祷告的时候，流出的汗就像血一样的滴出来，因为他忍受大的困苦。
Finally he endured. He said, God,It's not my will, but your will be done.
但是他最后忍耐到底，他能够说，神，你的旨意成全，不是我的旨意。
Because of his patience in suffering, we are saved today.
因为他的忍耐，他能够受苦，我们能够得救。
And Christ's patience is unlimited.
神的忍耐是无限大的。
And his patience causes us to know we should be patient too.
然后因为他忍耐让我们知道说我们也必须要能够忍耐。
And then we also know that patience is God's plan for us for sure.
那我们也知道忍耐是神给我们的计划。
Now let us read this together.
我们一起念吧。OK, 弟兄们。弟兄姐妹。好，中文。弟
兄们，
你
们
要
忍
耐
直
到主来。看
啊，
农夫忍耐等候
地里
宝
贵
的
出
产。直到得了秋雨春雨。
This is a command.
这是一个命令。
It's not a suggestion.
不是说建议哦。
You cannot say, oh, I read the Bible said, oh, that's very good, oh, you know, we should be patient. But God said, you got to do it, you got to be patient.
这不是说圣经读的说啊，这里哈，你要去建议一下啊，如果你们愿意就好，不愿意，但这是一个命令。
But God promised, if you're patient, you will have result.
但是神也答应说，你如果忍耐的话，你就有结果。
Your patience, you will have understanding and intelligence from God to help you.
然后你如果肯耐心的话，你就有神的帮助你，让你能够明白了解。
If you're patient, you will wait, and God will give you promise, and even in the future, God have inheritance for you.
如果你能够有耐心，能够等候的话，神就会在未来的。计划中给你一个好的一个乘船。
And God command us be patient with everyone, not just a certain person. Thessalonians, we have to be patient with everyone.
神也说，你对不是说喜欢的人有耐心，而是对所有的人都要有耐心。
When you patient, then you're worthy to be a Christian. The Apostle Paul said.
保罗说，你如果有耐心的话，你才能做一个神的门徒。
When you're patient, then you have the Christian character that God wants in your life.
当你有忍耐力的话，就是你有神要你成为基督徒里面一个特质。
Peter said that after you're saved, you have to add to it. You have to continue to add for Christian character, and patience is one of those important character.
所以彼得就说，当你成为基督徒以后，你必须要能够把做基础的一些特质能够显现出来，其中一个特质就是要有忍耐。
But sometimes you say, "Oh boy, that's for young people to learn."
那有时候你说，哎呀，给年轻人的建议吧。
I'm older now.
我就老了吧。
I'm 76 years old.
我七十几岁了。
I suffer enough.
我这辈子苦也吃差不多了。
It's time for me to enjoy life.
我这应该随心所欲吧，应该享受了吧。
You guys have to cater to me.
呀，你们就是要。
You young people gotta respect me.
你们年轻人应该对我尊敬啊，应该让我享受一下。
I don't need patience anymore.
我不这么老了，不需要再有耐心了。
If I want to eat, I eat.
想吃就吃。
If I want to do this, I want to do this.
想做就做了。
Nobody can stop me.
没有人能够阻止我。
But notice what God specially said to older people.
但是我们注意，神特别对老年人说一些什么话。
And if today you are over 60 years old, please pay attention to this.
如果你今天已经六十好几的话，请大家稍微注意一下。
Oh, the Bible said you have to have temperance, warfare, respect, self-control, and sound in faith, in love, and in endurance. That is patience.
所以劝老年人要有节制、端庄、自守、有信心、爱心。忍耐上都要纯全无私。
The older we get, I find, the more impatient we are.
我至少我觉得哈，人越老好像越没有耐心哦。
I live in Laguna Woods, right? Yeah, you know.
住在 Laguna Woods, 很多退休人士。
Older people, 55 and up.
只有五岁以上才能够住在那个里面的。
But if you drive there, you got to be careful.
如果你在那个小区里面开车，你要小心一点。
You buy insurance there, automatically $10 more a month.
Oh God. Okay.
For car insurance, what I mean.
如果你住在那里，你的车子保险费就一定比别人贵上十块钱。
You say, oh, they can only drive 25 miles an hour. Why are there problems?
说那边不是规定只能每小时25个迈哦，那什么问题嘞
？I don't know why.
我也不晓得为什么。
Older people just impatient sometimes.
人越老越没耐心哈。
Who cares, you know?
开起车来横冲直撞，比年轻人不差。
So we have to learn patience at older as we get old.
所以我们越老好像越需要学怎么样有耐心。
Because this is God's purpose to train you.
因为神就是要以此来训练你的。
The Bible said, through the testing of your faith.But produces perseverance, meaning patience.
所以这里说，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，产生忍耐。
Of course, we need faith in Christian life.
所以我们当然我们需要有信心哈。
And our faith will produce patience.
我们的信心就能够产生耐。
Produce perseverance.
那忍耐就能够。这个变成一个那个。
And what is the result? After you have this patience, the Bible said, then you'll be mature and complete.
然后你因为经过这个过程以后，就能够变成比较成熟，然后变成一个好像完美无缺。
And lacking nothing, see.
然后就是毫无缺陷。
God wants you and I to develop patience so that we can be mature.
神要你我能够学习这个忍耐，然后我们才能够变成一个成熟的人。
If I don't have patience, that means I'm not mature enough.
因为我如果没有耐心，我觉得我就不是一个成熟的人。
I have a lot more to learn.
我还有很多要学的。
And God allows trial in your life to develop patience.
神允许一些试炼在你身上，然后你才能够延伸出所谓的耐心。
And God want us to be build up our patient character like a tree, an acorn tree, some beautiful tree, so last a long time.
所以神要我们，因为我们这个耐心忍耐，然后能够发展延伸为成一个好像一个很漂亮的、很美丽的一棵树。
Sometimes even through pain, we learn patience.
因为从一些痛苦的经验中，我们能够学到。
Well, I have pain in my shoulder.
Me too. 肩膀痛 ，both.
Because I try to move things, a lot of boxes, and last for so many months.
Shouldn't do that. Yeah, 因为他在搬东西啊，牧师啊，就是还能身兼体重，还能搬。
Well, and then I have to see Dr. Lu.
完了以后就得去看陆医生。
And he helped me. It took several times.
Yeah, 好要好几次才能够针灸才能够。
After so many months, now I'm better now.
Yeah, 我现在好觉得不错了。
It takes patience, even
需要有忍耐
to get healing.
甚至要治疗也是要忍耐。
Sometimes our lives need something to be healed.
我们生命中必须要经过一些东西，我们才能够得到治疗。
And we need to learn patience, so that some relationship can be healed.
经过一些忍耐的经验，我们有一些人生的关系才能够得到医治。
How do we do that?
要如何做得到呢？
How do we develop patience in our life?
怎么样能够延伸发展出所谓的耐心呢？
Number one, abide in the Lord.
第一个就是常在主里。
You see, the Bible says, I'm the vine, Jesus said. You are the branches. If you remain in me and you, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
约翰福音很有名的话就是说，我是，一起念吧，好不好？中文哈，我是葡萄树，
你
们是
枝
子，枝
子
藏
在
我
里
面的，我
也
藏
在
他里面，
这
人就
多结
果
子，
因为
离
了
我，
你们就
不
能
做
什
么。什
么 English, I am the vine,
you
are
the
branches.
If you
remain
in
me and I in
you,
you
will
bear
much fruit.
Apart
from
me,
you
can
do
nothing.
Now, just by ourselves, we know we can develop. I can develop. I cannot develop patience.
如果靠我们自己的话，真的很难做到这个很有耐心哈。
Because patience is a fruit.
因为耐心忍耐是一个果子。
You say, how do you know patience is a fruit?
你怎么知道这是一个果子呢？
Well, the Bible says in Galatians that the Holy Spirit's fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, is patience.
Yeah, 在加拉太书说得很明白，说圣灵的果子其中一个就是忍耐。
Yeah, forbearance.
Forbearance.
Now,
忍耐到底。
This is only produced by the Holy Spirit.
这是只有圣灵能够让你产生出来的。
In our lives, we are full of negative.
我们靠我们自己的人生的话是充满了很多负面的东西。
And negative run into positive things, what is the result?
当一个负面的东西遇到一个正面的东西，其结果呢？
Now those of you go to mathematics.
你们这些数学很好的人啊。
Positive times negative equal to what? Negative.
负数乘上正数等于是什么？
复数。That means that no matter how good you are, you say, I'm good in this, I'm good in that. But when you have the negative, when you have the impatient, your life becomes negative.
不管你什么地方都正，但是你一到这个没有耐心的时候，你是负，你整个人生也很可能就是一个负。
No wonder that our life have a lot of troubles.
难怪我们人生中充满了一些问题。
We have not the fruit of the Spirit.
我们没有圣灵的果子。
So only through the Holy Spirit can help us to have the fruit of the patience.
只有圣灵的果子才能够帮助我们能够建立出耐心来。
When you are in Jesus, you live in Him, you pay attention to Him, then your life will have the fruit of patience.
当你住在主耶稣里面，你听他的话。然后呢，你的生命中自然就能够产生所谓圣灵的果子。
How do I do that?
那你说我怎么做呢？
Wait for the Lord to.
就是等待神吧。
Now,
等候耶和华。
This is the Old Testament concept of patience.
这是旧约里面他们有关这个耐心的一个。
You have to wait for God.
你必须要等候。
Sometimes not right away. You have to wait for Him.
有时候不是说马上立
刻。But He will come.
但是等到。
Just like a person at night time waiting for morning, the morning will come.
Yeah, 就像一个人在等着天亮，黑夜过去，天亮一定会来的。
When you live in Jesus, you stay with Jesus, patience will be developed.
当你活在主里面，当你等候主的时候，一定会有等待。
And then, how do you wait on Jesus? How do you live in Jesus?
你是如何能够所谓的活在耶稣里呢？
Very simple. We already know that is that we would study God's word and listen to God's word.
就是学习神的话语，然后再加上祷告。
Now notice in Luke 8:15, it tells us that when we listen to the preaching, we listen to the word of God, then we take patience to bear fruit.
看到这个路加福音八章十五节告诉说，我们当听了道的以后，就能够持守在诚实善良的心里，并且加上忍耐，就能够结的果实。
But the first step is you must listen to God's word first.
但是第一步就是你必须要听神的道。
And then when you listen to God's word, what happened?
所以当你听神的道，就会怎么样呢？
Romans 5:15-4 tells us.
罗马书十五章第四节告诉我们。
For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scripture and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope.
从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
I love the Chinese translation here.
我这一段中文翻译太棒了，我很喜欢。
Because of the Bible, when you study it, you know it, it will produce patience, right?
所以当你在读圣经的时候，你就会能够有耐心。
Because you see what happened in the past, what happened in the Bible, how patient it is, therefore you develop patience.
从圣经你看到一些过去一些例子，然后耶稣基督本身例子以及神的话语，自然而然就知道。
No matter what kind of circumstances you face, you know God is able to handle your problem and continue to help us develop a Christian character.
不管遇到什么事情、什么困难的境界，神都能够帮你去应付这些事情，然后从中也能够产生一些基督徒所应该有的特质。
Remember, Jesus can calm the storm, big storm.
记得耶稣能够制服降服这个大海怒海。
He can heal the sick.
他可以医治病人。
He can raise the dead.
他可以叫人死里复活。
He went to the tomb and he was resurrected.
然后他在埋在这个洞里，然后三天后能够复活。
He can handle whatever problem you have now.
你所有的一切的问题，他都能够帮助你。
So you need to take heart and abide in Jesus.
所以你应该就是记住神的话，然后能够活在基督耶稣里。
Not only listen to God's word and study God's words.
不只是研读神的话语。
But also you need to pray together.
而且要一起能够一起祷告。
Notice the Apostle Paul says here to the people in Colossae, he says, "I am praying for you."
你们看这些哥罗多书里面，哥罗多他为这教会人说，我在为你们祷告。
What to bear fruit?
然后要能够结好果子。
And then what is the result?
然后这个结果是什么呢
？I have the great endurance and patience, both together.
然后就能够在各样的力事上能够力上加力，叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
In other words, you must desire for it yourself and pray for it.
那意思说你必须要有这想要一起祷告的心。
Now, if you don't pray about it, I'm sorry, you'll never have patience.
如果你不祷告的话，我很抱歉的说，你很可能就不会有这个，永远不会有这个忍耐。
And also, you need to pray for each other.
然后必须彼此能够带到。
That's why you come to prayer meeting on Wednesday.
也就是为什么你礼拜三必须来教会一起祷告。
You pray for each other.
也可以彼此互祷。
Develop patience.
然后你就能够延伸出这个耐心、忍耐。
And finally, you learn from the farmer, the prophets, and the Job, and Job.
最后你可以从农夫先知以及约伯的身上能够学到。
Now this is what we have read already before.
我们刚刚已经读过了。
Now, first of all, we cannot be lazy.
第一个我们不能懒。
Like the farmer.
像农夫的话。
Sure, they wait.
他们等，他们有等待。
But they have to give fertilizer.To the crops.
首先必须要能够灌溉这些农产。
Oh, they have to get some water into those seeds.
要给它养料，给它灌灌水、灌溉等等。
And then they wait for the harvest.
然后猜他那个等到能够收那个收。
So to be patient and wait doesn't mean we do nothing.
所以忍耐并不表示你坐在那边什么事情都不做。
Means that you continue to serve God.
意思说你那个继续不断的还是侍奉神。
Yes, I'm impatient.
的确我是没有耐心。
Yes, I have problem.
我有问题。
Yes, I have some relationship problem with someone.
我比别人关系上有些困难的地方。
But I continue to serve.
但是我继续不断的侍
奉。I don't give up.
我不放弃。
I don't change my mind easy.
我也不随便的改变心意。
I don't do one thing one day, the next day, oh, I take off and do something else.
不是今天做那个，明天做那个，朝三暮四的。
I don't come to this church for a couple of times and then go to another church for a couple of times and keep on running around churches.
Yeah, 今天这个教会去，明天这个教会去，然后就在周游万国一样。
No,
不是的。
You learn to stay there, wait for God's blessings on you.
你必须要在原地，然后等候神的旨意。
And learn from the prophets, the Bible's people's in the Bible.
然后从一些先知或者是圣经里面的人的榜样来学习。
Oh, look at Abraham.
看亚伯拉罕。
75 years old.
75岁。
have to wait 25 years to get his son, right?
Yeah, 等到90岁了才来一个儿子。
Look at Moses.
看到摩西。
40 years old.
40岁。
Pretty mature, right?
应该很成功
了吧。He learned a lot.
He had
all the wisdom of the world.
But
God put him in the wilderness for how long?
How
long?
多久?
40 years.
40年之久.
This is unbelievable.
不可想象的.
You put you in some place for 40 years, forget it. You're going to do something else. I'm not going to serve God 40 years.
如果把你放在一个环境里40年之久，我想我们大概一下就不干了。
But God used him when he was 80 years old.
但是摩西到80岁的时候，神重用他。
Remember Joseph.
约瑟呢？
Oh, the young man, 17 years old.
17岁的青少年。
Right? He was sold by his own brother to Egypt.
被他自己的兄弟给卖到埃及去。
And he suffered all the time.
然后一直在那边受苦。
Even in jail.
甚至在下了监狱。
The Bible said his leg was...controlled by those iron that hurt him.
Yeah, 脚上已经带了铁链，然后是很痛苦的。
Until he was 30 years old, 17 years old.
直到他七十岁到三十岁。
Then he became the prime minister of Egypt.
然后成了埃及的宰相。
Look at David's life.
看看大卫王的人生。
He was 16 maybe when he fight the Goliath, right?
Yeah, 当他是跟着巨人打仗的时候，大概也是青少年嘛，16、17岁的青少年。
And yet for the next 16 years, he had to run around, run away from King Saul. He has to hide in cave. You read the Psalm, you know all the sufferings that he had endured in his life.
然后在下面的十七年，他就一直在躲这个大扫罗王，然后也受了非常的苦。你就读他的诗篇，就知道他受了很大的很大的苦。
But finally became king.
终于他成为国王。
Why take so long? You say.
为什么要这么久呢
？God trained him.
因为神要给他一个训练。
So he could have patience.
所以他能够有这个。
So he'd be kind to treat people.
然后对别人也能够有恩慈，有宽容。
And the book of Hebrew tells us we must run our Christian life like a race with patience.
然后这个希伯来书告诉说，我们身为基督徒必须要走我们的人生，就像一个运动家在赛跑一样，要非常有耐心的。
When we run, we do not grumble.
当我们奔跑的时候，我们不是在那边抱怨。
We lay aside the way, lay aside the complaint.
我们把所谓的抱怨都摆在一边。
Notice the Bible said in verse 9, James 5, say, don't grumble against one another, brothers and sisters, or you will be judged.
OK, 这边就说你们要彼此忍耐，坚固你们的心。等等等等哈，不要彼此埋怨，免得受罚审判。
When we are impatient, we grumble.
当我们没耐心时，我们常常就会发怨言了。
Why does it take so long?
哎呀，怎么这么久啊
？For our church to grow.
我们教会怎么这么久了还没有成长啊
？Why is the people coming in and out of our church?
为什么人老是进进出出的嘞
？The verse is this: Some people have a little problem in the church less than a week. Everybody outside know about the problem of our church.
有些困难就是只要人有小小的有些问题，然后不出一个礼拜，所有人包括教会我们人都知道。
The people in the church don't even know about it.
I don't know about it.
Right.
I still don't know.
But outside people, everybody say, "Ayah, so and so is leaving the church. So and so this problem, that problem. Everybody know outside, not gonna know why."
教会的人不知道，反正教会外面人全部都知道了。为什么呢
？Somebody must say something in the church.
一定是有人在那边讲。
Why would they know?
否则人家外面的人怎么知道呢
？Somebody is complaining. Somebody is sharing some information we should not share.
有的一定是有人在那边跟人家分享的一些东西，这些我们不应该分享的。
Because you hurt the church.
因为你这样的话是伤害了自己教会。
Showing impatience.
因为你没有耐心，你很快的就想要去讲出来。
God wants us to have patience.
神要我们有耐心。
In dealing with lots of problems.
在任何的事情上都需要有这个忍耐力。
Notice Abraham Lincoln's life.
我们看一下林肯总统的人
生。When he was 9 years old, his mother died.
九岁丧母。
And then when he was 20 years old, he lost a job as a store clerk.
然后20岁的时候失业了，一个店里的店员。
He wanted to be a lawyer. He couldn't get into law school.
他想要成为一个律师，但是没有办法进入法律学院。
And then when he was 23 and 26 years old, his partnership with other people failed. His business failed.
然后23、24岁的时候，他的生意是伙伴也生意也失败了。
And he had a lot of debts to owe.
欠了很多钱。
And then 28 years old.
28岁。
Oh, he dated a girl.
然后他跟一个女孩子
约会。Dated a girl for 4 years.
约会了大概有四年。
Then Abraham asked her to marry him.
当他求婚的时候。
No, sorry.
这个回答是对不起，很抱歉。
And then later on, of course, he married, we know. And when 41 years old, his 4-year-old son died.
当他后来当然是也结婚了，但四岁的时候，他三岁的儿子去世。
45 years old, he ran for Senate.
45岁的时候，他就竞选议员。
He lost.
当然失败了。
In 47 years old, he ran again for vice president.
47岁的时候去选副总统。
This guy don't learn, you know, he already lost. Now want to run for vice president.
他说这个人只是有点那个，好像不知什么啊，想不出来了哈。不自量力，对，不自量力。
Of course he lost. Of course he lost. He couldn't get to the vice president.
当然就失败了。
But at 51 years old.
Okay.但是当他51岁的时候
，He was elected the president of the United States.
他被选为美国的总统。
Now, if he wasn't elected as his president,
他没有被选为总统的话
，Do you think we have United States today?
你们认为今天有今天这样美国吗
？Will the North and the South and all the people problem with the racial problem can be solved?
你认为美国的南部跟北部会合一吗？你认为这奴隶问题会解决吗
？Lincoln, then United States have today.
就是因为林肯总统他的坚韧到底的精神，说美国有今天的美国。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn from these good examples.
弟兄姐妹，必须从这些先贤的身上能够学习。
We need to learn from Job.
必须在约伯的身上学习。
He suffered so much, unbelievable.
他遭受的苦是我们无法想象的。
His wife tell him, "You curse God and die."
他的妻子告诉你去咒诅神，你死掉算了吧。
All his children are gone.
然后他是选择神。
And all his children are gone.
Sorry. 所有的儿女都去世了。
Yeah. And then his three good friends come to comfort him, become somebody to give him more troubles.
然后所谓的三个好朋友本意是要来安慰他，结果是更是打击他，刺激他。
But God bless him at the end.
但是神最后是祝福他的。
It takes time.
必须要有时间的。
It takes patience.
要有耐心的。
I went to a Harvard Lake.Some time ago with my wife, let her rest a little bit.
前一阵子我带我妻子到一个什么
Harvard Zoo. Yeah, they have the London Bridge there, you know.
Okay, 这个地方就是一个地方去带我太太去休养一下，去
轻松
一下。And
then on that Sunday, I don't have to preach, so I went to the Harvard Zoo City Baptist Church.
所以那天我不需要讲道，所以我就到那边当地的一个。浸信会的教会。
Thank God that bless help us to go to that church.
感谢神让我们能够去到那个教会。
It's a fairly brand new building, very beautiful.
这个蛮新的、蛮漂亮的一个建筑。
They have about 120 people worship, maybe.
大概120个人上下。
Yeah, great preaching from the pastor.
牧师的讲道非常的好。
He says, "I don't talk about money, but today I talk about money. You got to be generous with God," he said.
他说我平常不太讲这个钱，但是我今天必须要提到这个钱。
He says, "When you're generous to God, God's generous to you too."
他说你对神慷慨的话，神对你是更慷慨的。
And we were very, very blessed.
然后我们是非常被祝福的。
And then the music worship was tremendous.
呀，所有的一切的崇拜的，包括音乐等等，都是非常的好。
Not too many people.You know, as not as many as our choir today.
Yeah, 不，他们那个音乐组的小组还没有我们今天上台的人多。
And then, but we were blessed by the singing, by the attitude toward God.
但是这个他们的赞美的歌声， 他们的态度。
And my wife keep telling me, notice there are more men than women in the choir, in the praise team.
太太一直告诉我，你看他们那个赞美诗班里面的那个弟兄要比姐妹多。
Oh, praise God! Today I saw the more men here in the choir than women.
I know this. That was coming. 要感谢神，我们今天的弟兄在上面，弟兄比姐妹要多。
Good job for you.
Good job.
And then, my wife asked the deaconess a question when we leave.
当我们要离开的时候， 我妻子就问一下那个那边的长老。
I don't know why she asked the question.
不知道她为什么会问这个问题。
She says that, how long has your church been here? How long? What's the history of the church?
她问一下你们教会这边有多久了？历史是怎么回事啊？
Now, the church just said the day before, erect a beautiful cross on the top of the church.
这个教会就是在我们去的前一天才刚刚在教会的上面立了一个十字架，很漂亮的十字架。
You can see it far away.
很远的地方就可以看得到。
They're very proud of that cross.
他们觉得非常的骄傲。
And then we thought, oh, it's a new church, new building, probably not too long, right?
我们认为，哦，大概是个新的 building, 新的教会吧，新的建筑，你看新的，大概是新的教会。
I was so surprised. They said,
我非常的惊讶。
Our church started in the 1960s.
他说我们的教会是1960年开始的。
Wow, more than 50 years.
50年。
Then they have this result.
然后他们的结果就是今天这样。
A great church.
很好的一个教会，很棒的一个教会。
I'm sure the church will grow wonderfully. I was really blessed.
我相信那个教会 会发展得很好。
But it took how long?
但是你知道他们多少年呢？
50 some years.
60几年，50几年。
So brother, sister, we need to have patience.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要有耐心啊。
And let God help us to be like Winston Churchill.
让神等候神，让我们能够成为像丘吉尔一样。
Never, never, never give up.
永不放弃。
Let us pray. Father.